Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conference championship games officially set, even though we've known for quite some time what the matchup is going to be in the Big Ten, number one versus number two. But now everything else is coming to clear view. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats, Joe O, Sammy P. We'll get to those numbers in a moment, but there's no denying it. When you have a college football story that viral, that is close to the news of an entire NFL slate, like that's how big the story is. Like that's where you have to start. It's the number one story. It's bigger than all of these conference championship games getting set, because we've got all week for that. The Lane Kiffin drama was a thing. It was bigger than I even expected. We knew it was going to be big. I think we all knew where he was going to go in the very end. But Sam, along the way, over the last, I'd say, half week, it took a lot of twists and turns that I was not expecting. And it kind of went from, I don't know, from get the popcorn, I can't wait to see what happens next, to like, God, I really hate this guy. Like, he's a scumbag. He's a guy that I've rooted for in the past, and I like what he brings to college football, and I understand his value. I get why LSU is doing what they've done here, $100 million and all that. I understand it. I thought he brought a lot of good to the game. And in the end, I'm like, he's as despicable as any of them.
He's a villain. He's fully embraced that role. He's Darth Vader, right? That's what he is. And he has no issue with that because he's a narcissist like Darth Vader was. So the fallout was just incredible. I mean, all the Marty Smith content when they were throwing him in the ChatGPT, making him 100 years old, standing outside the Ole Miss office, them leaving. They took Lane's clothes out. It was on a rolling hanger and they rolled it out into the parking lot. The people booing and screaming as he's boarding the plane to Baton Rouge.
That's
Weiss.
That?
Oh, Charlie?
That's Weiss.
Oh, bleep you, Charlie. Just like screaming, just so mad. And the crazy part is, this is the best Ole Miss team maybe ever that has a legit chance to make a run of the college football playoff championship game.
Yes.
And he's leaving. Like, that's what I don't understand in this modern day NIL, pay whoever you want society. LSU is not as close to a national championship as Ole Miss is. So I don't understand. It's like why Cignetti didn't leave for Penn State. You know, Penn State wanted Kurt Cignetti. He said, I have a better program. I have a better recruiting path right now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be undefeated, maybe 12-0, and I'm going to the playoff. Everything I've built, why would I leave? Well, because Lane just can't sit still. And Lane just likes to be, you know, in control of everything he does. Ask his ex-wives. Ask his ex-girlfriends. Like, he just wants to do what he wants to do. And he's always going to be that way. Okay, you go to LSU. And you don't win in the first couple of years. Then what? They're going to fire him? They're going to buy him out? Like, it's just crazy to think of all the possibilities of what could happen if he doesn't win there. And I mean, they were pulling up tweets where Lane was quoting Denzel Washington, Beware of destination addiction, the idea that happiness is the next place, the next job, or the next partner. Until you give up the idea that happiness exists somewhere else, it will never be where you are. And he quoted that tweet in 2021 and said, grass isn't always greener. Trust me, I know. Be where your feet are at Ole Miss football. They were digging that one up yesterday as he's leaving Ole Miss to go to LSU. The internet's just the best. For moments like this, for situations like that, it's the best. It's the best.
Some of his moves made a lot of sense. Like when he was in Bama, you knew he wasn't going to be long for that job. And he left early. He goes to FAU and Saban's like, get out of here. And he didn't let him stay for the playoff. And of course, when he's at FAU having success, time heals wounds, whatever. Okay, he's going to get a big time job. Like you knew he was going to be gone there. But how he left Tennessee after 1 year. And then he does get fired at USC. It's tough because I don't want to sit here and say that the guy, once you have success and you're in the SEC, you've got to stay at that school forever. He did spend 6 years there. Like, it's a good amount of time, but just the timeline sucks, man. Was it Pitino that was talking about this over the weekend? Like, just how they've got to leave early and you've got to leave before the playoff. The timeline is all jacked up with the portal, with the coaches, and how they've got to bolt and when do they bolt, and they've got to figure this out. I don't know what the solution is, Sam, but they've got to do something about it because they keep running into this mess.
Yeah, Pitino was laying out a case where, all right, they make the tournament, he makes a deep run, they get through that second weekend, now they're in the Final Four. But here comes Duke calling, and he's got to entertain that conversation and those possibilities while he's also trying to prep his team for a Final Four. Like, the calendar just doesn't work. And I also, like, I no longer want to hear ever again that it's about the players, because it's just not. Like, okay, we finally paid the players, but the coach just left an 11-win team to go to a conference rival. Like, it's not about the players, and it hasn't been for a long time. Like, the coaches have continuously wielded the sword in college football and college basketball. And I said this the day after Nick Saban retired. This is why he left. Because he didn't want to deal with this. He had an autonomy. He was in total control of everything. And then when he felt that control slipping, he was like, I'm out. I'm out. And for all the people that think, oh, well, he'll go back into coach. Why? Why would he go in this environment? I mean, Alabama was paying players when you couldn't pay players. Now everybody's paying players. Saban's like, oh, I see this coming. I'm going to retire. Like it's more obvious every day why the greatest to ever do it hung him up. Is it not?
Yep. Yep. You called that right away, and you are spot on. And every time you see him talk about this on game day, I think Sam was right on that one. Also, in this Lane drama, I don't know if he's a student reporter or just a young reporter. He threatens on camera to whip a kid's ass. Like, that's, he could say what he wants. That's what he did. And then in the postgame press conference, a different reporter explains he's not calling you a hoe. This is what the line is from. And Lane wasn't having any of it, even though he was caught. Like, he's threatening a kid because of something that he said on his podcast or his show or whatever. And Lane didn't understand what he meant, but that was insane. Like, that was another wild turn to all of this. On the field, going up to like a 20-something kid and threatening with all of the security around Lane, hey, why don't we go in this hallway where there aren't cameras, and basically saying, I will kick your ass. Like, that was another wild, wild thing. And that was caught on camera. Lane looked bad in a lot of ways over the last few days, but guy just got $100 million. Can we play? Did you hear the Lane Kiffin song that was going viral last few days?
No, I have some audio I want to play later on the show from Bill Cowher talking about this whole scenario. I did not hear the Lane Kiffin song. You have it?
I asked Jake to pull it. I don't know what we can play, but I'd like to play it and get your reaction.
I'm down. I didn't even know. Lane Kiffin is old. Quit on his team, then slipped out the door. Lane Kiffin is a bitch. Lane Kiffin is a hoe. He talked all that talk, but all them words was a joke.
Look how world is man, say he changed. Lying through his teeth, he a snake. Quit on his team on the verge of the playoffs. Sending cryptic tweets cause the love chaos. Gone, bruh, we gon' be just fine. Toxic ass coach playing games all the time. Lane Kiffin is a
not bad, right?
Went on his team, then slipped out the door. Lane Kiffin is a Lane Kiffin is a he talked all that talk, but all them words was a joke. Congrats to you, you're the college football.
All right, Jake, that's good.
Relish in a spotlight, you just the next Tiger.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
It.
You gotta play it the rest of the week. Blare that LSU Ole Miss game whenever they play at Ole Miss. Like, that's got to be played all game.
He also, according to Ben Garrett, who ironically enough is the guy that you're referencing, who had the awkward exchange with Lane, yeah. Ben Garrett reported this from an Ole Miss player's dad. Lane basically came in after Keith Carter, who runs things at Ole Miss, mm-hmm. and tried to feed the player leadership team about rallying around each other, and it's all about family, and they all told him to leave. And then Lane goes back in his office, and Pete Golding, the DC now head coach, not the interim, the new head coach, basically tells Lane, get out. This is not your office anymore. Yeah. So Lane wanted to openly leave, but then stay for multiple weeks and coach the team up through the playoff and then leave. But that gives you a chance to recruit everybody in that locker room or in the coach's room. If you're leaving, it's go time. It's bye-bye. See you later. You want to leave? Fine. But Lane is such a narcissist. He thought that he could tell Ole Miss he was leaving, and mm-hmm. then he could stay and coach the team through the playoff.
That was
that
insane.
Ain't happening, Joe.
Insane to think you could do that. And then, so it was going, another thing that was out there all over the place was there were players that recorded that conversation of the announcement of who's going to be the interim and the excitement with that team. I don't know. Is this good or bad for them? Could this be a good thing?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think they're going to potentially lose a home game because Lane's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the real conversation. Is the committee going to look at Ole Miss now differently with Lane gone? Because it's not just Lane, it's multiple coaches, including the offensive coordinator. Other guys are going to follow. I would hate to see the players get docked for this because it's not the players' fault. But there's a chance where the committee looks at Ole Miss, downgrades them because Lane is leaving, and they go from hosting a playoff home game to going on the road, going to Eugene or going to Norman or wherever they go. I don't have the bracket in front of me. I obviously will learn more about this tomorrow. But what if Ole Miss gets screwed rating-wise because their coach abandoned them? That's even more messed up.
When we were talking to Felder about this a couple weeks ago, I threw that idea about them actually missing the playoff because you don't have Lane. And he's like, oh, well, no. Lane's not going anywhere. I'm like, dude, it's Lane. It is gone. Yes. In this scenario with most human beings, stuck, not going anywhere, coach to the playoffs, Lane's like, no. Yeah, that was wild. And some of those talks at the very end, I love how they probably did some stuff, said some things that they wanted to say for a long time to Lane Kiffin, whether it's the players, the assistants, and he thought he was going to take all the assistants too. How about that? Oh, I'm going to take everybody then. It's like, no, get out of here. Get out of here. So a lot of drama there. And we've got our championship spreads. We could spend more time on this, but as long as we're talking SEC, let's talk about this number. It is Georgia -2.5. Against Alabama, the total 47 in the hook.
I still need some time to do some work on these games. I lean to the under in that game, Georgia-Bama. Mm-hmm. I do. I also lean to Virginia. Virginia's a 3-point favorite against Duke. A couple other games. You got Ohio State, a 6-point favorite on Indiana. Western Michigan, 2.5 on Miami in the MAC. And another notable game, BYU-Texas Tech, the Red Raiders laying 13.5 against BYU. That's a big number, but Texas Tech is just loaded, man, loaded.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. What were they, 2-1 coming into the year? No, they weren't. That became the number. They were a little bit further down, but we talked a lot about this summer, all the transfers that they added there. It all came to fruition. They are a truck right now and favored by 2 touchdowns. Like, we saw them making the championship game. I don't think we saw them being a 2-touchdown favorite in said championship game. And that's where we're at right now. How about Duke getting in? And we still got the Miami fans complaining. Where are we in the playoff? You couldn't even make this game, but you should be in the playoff. Especially with the way that you played in the second half of the season. I find that to be hilarious. Duke is in your spot, not you, Duke.
Oh, I can't wait. Felica has been having a meltdown again all weekend. He's been tweeting about Notre Dame and Miami head-to-head resume. And, you know, the Sagarin people continue to kill me. They talk about all this Miami-Sagarin love, and they keep ignoring that in the Sagarin rankings, Notre Dame is number 2. It's like, That's pretty important. We have a listener, though. We should talk about this on the other side. He has a 100-1 ticket on Virginia to win the ACC, and he's looking to make some money here. We should talk about this.
Yeah, a lot happening, a lot more to discuss. Joe O, Sammy P. Also, Monday Morning Market Moves on the NFL on the other side. This is Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.